Lurking in the average American household, you'll find 20 or more vampires. They are power adapters that drain homes of another kind of lifeblood, electricity. These fang devices power everything from baby monitors and remote controls to garage door openers. They're always on, even when appliances are turned off. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco on new efforts to reduce the electricity loss caused by these energy drainers.
Researcher Alan Meyer is one of the world's leading vampire stalkers. In his office at the Department of Energy's Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, Meyer is rummaging among the several power strips that clutter the floor under his desk.
The first thing I notice, of course, is each of these power supplies occupies two slots on my power strip because they hang over. It's really annoying.
These bulky power supplies are sometimes called bricks because of their weight, but they're known more popularly as vampires because they have two prongs that sort of look like teeth, and they suck electricity. Meyer disconnects the vampire for one piece of computer equipment and plugs it into a special watt meter that shows how much energy it is draining.
It's using one, possibly even 2 watts, even though it's clearly not doing anything. There's total waste of electricity right now.
Our homes are filling up with dozens of these vampires. They give appliances standby power for that instant-on feature we've come to crave. They power TVs, VCRs, even electric toothbrushes. Every device with a remote control uses standby power, as does every appliance with a continuous digital display. Meyer says each cell phone charger in the nation is continuously drawing about 1 watt of juice per hour, and each cordless phone is using about 3.
3 watts is a tiny amount of power, and even over the whole year, it's going to be less than a couple dollars of electricity consumption. However, if indeed you have 20 or 30 of these appliances, then it begins to add up.
In fact, says Meyer, standby power accounts for between 4% and 7% of the nation's entire electricity consumption. In California, he says, it equals the output of 1.5 major power plants. Now President Bush is targeting these electricity wasters. He has dubbed Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham as the administration's own vampire slayer. In his new energy strategy, the president is promoting power adapters that use no more than 1 watt of electricity. In Silicon Valley, a company called Power Integrations is already way ahead of the president.
Every click there is one chip that goes into one power supply. To date, we have shipped about 750 million chips. So there are that many power supplies out there.
Balu Balakrishnan, president of Power Integrations, knows how to defang power vampires. His company doesn't make adapters. It makes ultra-efficient chips that go into them. Back in his office, Balakrishnan compares 2 adapters, a small, lightweight plug containing his chip, versus a bulky black cube, the kind we're used to plugging into an outlet.
This one is a 100-year-old technology. It's a Thomas Edison technology. You know, this is a transformer which has a lot of copper and iron. And what we have done is replace that with the silicon-based electronic power supply, which allows us to do a lot of elegant things like energy efficiency and no-load consumption reduction.
Plug his adapter into a watt meter, says Balakrishnan, and the energy drain is so low it barely registers. He says major U.S. manufacturers such as IBM, Hewlett-Packard, Compaq, and Motorola already use his chips in their products. Now, President Bush wants to mandate that appliances bearing the Energy Star label also incorporate ultra-efficient power adapters. Energy Star is a voluntary program, but the label has become a strong marketing tool. Joe McGuire, president of the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers, is wary of adding another requirement to the program's already tough standards.
And all we're saying, as manufacturers, is let's make sure that we're not reinventing the wheel and we're not disrupting manufacturers' abilities to save energy. We don't have a case where the tail's wagging the dog.
Consumers in California have demonstrated they will buy energy-efficient products, but McGuire says conservation is only one factor they consider when making an expensive purchase.
What the consumers are equally interested in is what's this going to do to the functionality of the product and the cost.
Manufacturers in Europe and especially Japan have already taken the lead in promoting ultra-efficient standby power supplies. And in those nations, power vampires have become a dying breed. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.